வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 1st Chapter, text number 4, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 19th of March, 1974, in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam
தேகாபத்வபலத்ராதீஷு ஆத்மசைன்யேஷு அசஸ்ஸு அபி தேசான பிரமத்த நிதனம் பிரசன்னபிநபஸ் அபசதாமாத்மதத்வம் கிரீஷு கிரமே. திஸ் பாஷ்யம் டிஸ்கஸ். பீப்புள் ஆர் பிளைண்ட் அபவுட் தி இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி சோல். Actually, his own person. The soul is the chief within this body, neither the mind nor the body. They are simply covered. It's like we are covered by dress. Dress is not important, but I, the man who is putting on the dress, am important. That we cannot see. Everyone is busy to see the body. And the body, expansion of the body is described here. Body, deha. Then from the body there are children, apatya. And then through the wife, body expands. Stri, stri means which expands. In this material world, the point of attraction is stri and purush, man and woman, male and female. There is an attraction, natural. So, the man wants woman wants man, because there is attraction. And when by that attraction, the man and woman is united, then the result is the children. Pungshangstya mithuni bhavam meta tayo mitho ridayaganti mahu. Then the attraction for this material world increases. When one is alone, he is not so much attached with the material world. But then he gets children, and the attraction increases. The real business is that we have to withdraw our attraction for this material. That they do not know. I am a spirit soul. Being attracted by this material nature, I am now encased within this body. And I am changing this body, just as I am changing this body from boyhood to childhood, childhood to from childhood to boyhood, from youthhood. In this way, I have been entrapped in this transmigration of the soul. This is my problem. Bhagavan Krishna says, the real problem is janma mrityu jara vyadhi. This is not problem. But nowadays, they have discovered so many problems. But actual problems, janma mrityu jara vyadhi, they are not very much serious. Therefore, they have been described here as pramatta, man. He does not know what is his real problem, but he is very busy with the superficial problem. Therefore, Shastra says that these people, blind, they do not know what is the problem. Nati vidu sartha gatini Vishnu. My real self-interest is to go back to home, back to garden. That is my real self-interest. They do not know. they want to leave here, which is described as dukkhalayam asasatam, simply a place of miserable condition and reputation of birth, death, old age and disease. So, apasatam atmatattam, those who are not very intelligent to see about the truth of atma, they are entangled. How it is entangled? Deha avatta. This body and the offspring, children born out of this body, through the wife, deha patra palatra adi, atma shyness. Everyone is thinking that I have got my good wife, I have got very nice children, I have got my nice society, nation, and so on. Deha patra palatra adi su. And he is thinking that they are my soldiers, here it is fight, struggle for existence. Everyone is struggling to exist. And everyone is thinking they are my soldiers. This is my wife, children, society, friendship, nation, they will give me protection. But nobody can give protection. Therefore, he is explained here as pravatta, father. Nobody can give you protection. Not only will you be able to give protection, but they will be also finished. Vyahapatta palatya visu atma sanyas asasvapi. Desham pramatta nidhana. At any moment, it can be finished. Pasana pinat. He is seeing that my father died, my father's father died, uncle died. So they will also die. So how he can, I will also die. So how all we are dead bodies, how we can help one another? But because he is mad, he does not see. He is thinking that these things will give me protection. No. That is not possible. You cannot get rid of the four principles of material life, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, by these soldiers. That is not possible. They will die, he will die. Your formerly your father died, your father's father died, everyone will die. This is called mrityu loka. Everyone will die. But we are actually hankering after existing. We do not wish to die. That is our natural propensity, because we are eternal. Wow, why shall I wish to die? So this solution is not depending on the so-called soldiers, but the solution is different. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Māmupetakaunteya dukkhālayam asāsatam nāpnuvanti mahātmā saṃsiddhiṃ paramāṇam. If you, somehow or other, can reach Krishna, Vishnu, then he will be said. Otherwise, māmupetakaunteya. Then you will not have to come to this material world again, simply to suffer. This is Krishna consciousness. Every living being, beginning from the Brahma, it is not that Brahma has got very long duration of life. We cannot even calculate Brahma's one day time for 3 lakhs of years. Multiplied by 1,000, that is 12 hours of Brahma. So he will also die. Down to the microbial germs who live for a few seconds only, is struggling for existence. Therefore, this life is a sort of fight with material nature, which imposes death upon all. This is struggle. Everyone wants to live. But he may live for some time. Few seconds, for few minutes, or for few years, or for few millions of years. But death is done. And our struggle is how to overcome death. In the human form not having, a living being is competent enough to come to an understanding of this great struggle for existence. But being too attracted, society, country, etc., he wants to win over the invincible material nature by the aid of bodily strength, children, wife, relatives, etc. Although he is sufficiently experienced in the matter, by dint of past experience and previous examples of the disease predecessors, he does not see that the countrymen are all fallible in the great struggle. One should examine the fact that the father or his father's father has already died, and therefore he himself is also sure to die. And similarly, his children, who are the would-be fathers of their children, will also die in due course. No one will survive in the struggle with material nature. Our real problem is how to revive our original eternal life. That is struggle. The modern people, scientists, philosophers, they even do not know what is our original constitution, position. I do not die even after the destruction of this body. These things are unknown, and still they are posing themselves as leader of the society. Therefore, the Shastra says, one blind man is leading as several other blind men. They do not know that they are bound up by the laws of nature, very tight and legs. There is no question of freedom. Pratityakiravanani gunasarvani sarvas ahamkara vimuratma pattaham iti manvati. So, real life is to know what is the value of my life, how I have to attain the original position, nahannate hannamane sarire. And now I am getting this sharir or body, and I am being annihilated one after another. I am getting one body annihilated, again getting another next body. This great science is unknown to the modern civilization, and therefore they are considered as provoked all madmen hankering after some temporary happiness, paramattva. They are called paramattva. Thank you.